And our next guest is Michelle Tchaikovsky. She is a healthcare executive and currently working with the Healthcare Business Women's Association. Michelle, welcome and good morning.
Thank you so much for the invite, Laura. It's a pleasure to be here and talk to you.
Yes. And so tell us a little bit about the Healthcare Business Women's Association and the mentoring program that you are working with.
So we are 10,000 strong, and that's globally, representing 1,000 companies and across all of the United States and essentially the world. And we are offering opportunities to women to both network, grow their businesses, develop further in their careers, and also take their career and their businesses to the next level. And the current mentoring program, which we're offering, will be in April of this year through the end of the year in December. And I, as the HBA chief of staff, am really bringing together women around topics that are relevant now, especially in the current situation that we see ourselves in the world, as it relates to what they want to do, where is their learning curve, what are they seeking from each other, and then the individual growth and the opportunities that they are trying to connect with.
So I really think that that's around growth. I know I went to your website, and under the mentoring tab, it said a healthy mentoring relationship provides growth opportunities for both the mentor and the protege. So can you speak on that just a little bit?
Yes, we are finding testimonials both from last year's program and going into this year's program that each group is really finding that opportunity to both get answers to questions that they have. And then oftentimes it even triggers and poses maybe questions or directions around where they are now in their path and what they might seek out to be curious about or interested in. There is an educational long year of learning webinars as well that are provided, and they are also offered from coast to coast in the United States and then some, and then also globally. And the membership does have the opportunity to sign on to any topic, whether it be career transformation or sitting on boards.
And so that's actually quite expansive. And I know that we started talking about expanding mentoring programs, and then I invited you to be a guest at the last business meeting in January for 100 Women Who Care About Long Island, because one of the benefits in that organization is also networking in an informal way where philanthropists that all join together for causes for the benefit of nonprofit organizations on Long Island. And recently, you know, we've had to take a look at saying, how do we move from physical to virtual? So as a guest in that virtual experience, what was it like for you?
First of all, I found the group to be very warm and welcoming. And I think as we all move to this virtual platform, that's especially important because you want to be engaging and have others feel that they are in that comfortable space to be engaged back. I also found that the timing of the actual meeting was right on point. Women had the opportunity to both share and talk about their individual charities. And then in turn, the women who were on the call as members and guests of the organization had the opportunity back to dialogue further and find out more about those charities. So it was a very well-rounded dialogue from that point of view, and then it also gave the importance and time to speak more about the 100 Women Who Care organization and what they're about and what their intentions are. And I found all of it, again, to be right on point. About 10 reasons is what I remember seeing on the 100 Women Cares site, And those reasons just came through in the meeting. They were very well highlighted.
Well, thank you so much. It's important to see, you know, sometimes you have your own perspective on things, and to really get a conversation going about what is the guest experience in a virtual transition is very, very important. So talking about that, how do you see the virtual world impacting the healthcare industry?
I think as we continue to go forward, having really begun this journey back in March when the pandemic started, and we really did seek out different ways to both sell product, whether it would be through some kind of a globalization of purchasing and looking to bring a lot of that back to the United States of America, and recognizing early on that this virtual platform was not only beginning, but here to stay, we almost see ourselves returning to some of the ways that we used to host different businesses, different product and service demonstrations, teach how different product would be used in healthcare, whether it be procedurally or through an ongoing warranty or service provision, and set it up in a smaller way at a more local venue. So whether that's physician office to physician office or hospital to hospital, or maybe going even down the route of fairs that we used to host rather than or versus exhibit halls, which we all became much more familiar with. There's a lot of discussion around virtually how to sell, market, and eventually bring these two groups back together so that we can continue and build the momentum that we had before.
So before we continue talking, I wanted to make sure that our listeners know how to get more information about the mentoring opportunities that are available through the Healthcare Business Women's Association. Can you share with us the URL, the website for that organization and where they can find out more information?
Yes, the URL website is HBANET, spelled N-E-T, .org. And there are multiple tabs on some of the programs and events that I've already referenced, and then some, including volunteering opportunities, as well as an opportunity to, again, be both on boards and be considered for leadership positions.
I also read it on the website again, and I wanted to reference where I was pulling the information, but this is a tremendous organization because it focuses on advancing the presence and influence of women in all sectors of healthcare, including biotechnology, pharmaceuticals, and medical devices. So for our listeners, if you fall into any of those categories in the healthcare industry, please feel free to reach out. Find that website, www.hbanet.org, and reach out to learn how you can get involved and you can benefit from the organization and be a part of the community. Tell us the importance of connecting.
Connecting for me, and I believe for others as well, is the real beginning of that relationship, both professional and personal, which is really going to be that lifelong path, if you will, that you find yourself continually being able to go back to. And whether that's as a sounding board, or it's, again, to actually do business, or to really even search out different places in your life and in your career. Because many of our members do say it's both a personal and a professional journey. And usually what we hear at the end of it is that those two really do get reconciled. because a lot of what you're doing in your professional life really does stem from where you hail from or where you started or how you got the interest to begin with. And for most of us in healthcare, as the saying goes, it is a small world, and we do really find that through those types of connections, you really can then just continue to connect the dots, if you will, and to keep.
And we're getting near the end of our program, and I want to just take this moment to say thank you, Michelle. Thank you for being a part of this program and for spending time with us today. This is 100 Women Who Care About Long Island and Laura Pelker with you. We look forward to seeing you again in just a couple of weeks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.